And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. And now that it's December, peak mosquito season is finally over in the San Joaquin Valley of California. And so public health officials around Fresno have a chance to take stock of their battle against mosquitoes. And they've teamed up with a Kentucky company called Mosquito Mate. And with Verily, that's a company owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet, to test out an innovative mosquito control program that relies on producing and releasing millions of male mosquitoes. Wow. Joining me now to talk about the project is Kerry Klein, reporter at Valley Public Radio in Fresno. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Ira.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So how does releasing millions of mosquitoes help the mosquito population?
Yeah, that sounds like quite a paradox, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the way this project works is that, as you said, it's releasing male mosquitoes, millions upon millions of male mosquitoes, in fact, and they've been infected with a bacteria called Wolbachia, and it essentially interferes with their ability to reproduce, that when these Wolbachia-infected male mosquitoes try to reproduce with females in the wild who don't have Wolbachia, they can lay the eggs, and the eggs will never hatch. So it's an attempt to really bring down this population by basically preventing them from reproducing.
Pretty tricky, if you say so. Okay, give me an idea what it looks like. How does it work in practicality?
Right. So as you said, there are these three different companies or organizations involved, Verily and Mosquito Mate being two, and then this consolidated mosquito abatement district here locally in Fresno. The mosquitoes are all grown in a lab in San Francisco, owned by Verily. They're brought down to Fresno, and they're released in these vans. They're kind of unassuming-looking white, high-top vans, but they have a Debug Fresno logo on the side, a big cartoon mosquito. Yeah, you see those driving around and you know exactly what it is. And they have these little vents out the side of the van that just kind of pump out a couple times a day, lots of mosquitoes into a handful of neighborhoods in the Fresno area.
So you don't see like a swarm coming out of the van, right?
You don't. At least I didn't when I was there watching these. Yeah, it's over the course of a day. And
I
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, you don't see that many.
Let's be clear about this. These are not genetically modified or some kind of mutant mosquito, right?
That's absolutely right. And that's one of the biggest concerns that people raise, about this, is that they think that they're genetically modified. But no, there's absolutely no changes to the genetic code being done to these mosquitoes. It's a naturally occurring bacterium, this Wolbachia, that they're infected with. And in fact, estimates are that as much as two-thirds of all insect species have Wolbachia, carry Wolbachia in them. And so it's, they'd have this bacteria carried in them, but there's absolutely no genetic changes going on.
You know, the cynics among us are going to say, hey, releasing all these millions of mosquitoes, they're all going to be biting us.
Right. It's also a major concern. Fun fact, it's only female mosquitoes that bite of any species. And so they're only releasing these male ones. And so you'll see more of them, but they shouldn't bite.
Have they tested this out already?
Yeah, actually, this is they just wrapped up their third year testing this program here in Fresno. It was the biggest one. They released, estimates are around 15 million mosquitoes over the course of the mosquito season. And the companies involved have said that it's been a tremendous success. And they estimate that in these test areas, at least, it's brought down the biting female population by 95%, 95% reduction.
And which kind of mosquito are they trying to get rid of?
So this is a species called Aedes aegypti, and it's a particularly nasty species of mosquito that is not native in the U.S., but it's begun showing up here in the last couple of decades. In California, it showed up in 2013, at least officially. And it's really nasty because, most of us may think of mosquitoes as biting around dusk, but these guys will bite all throughout the day. They're real pernicious, and they also are known to carry a bunch of really nasty diseases. So things like Zika, chikungunya, dengue are all carried by this species.
And so why is, Alphabet, Google's parent, involved in this, Verily?
Yeah, so Verily is a life sciences company, and they've given themselves this broad mission statement of trying to solve a number of major health problems around the world. And, they're they're getting involved with this one because they can bring tremendous, or at least they're attempting to bring tremendous automation technologies into it. And so, as you can imagine, if you're trying to release millions of mosquitoes, they're only male ones.
You got to make them and sort them and get them out there, and that's what they're good at, right?
That's exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Kerry Klein, reporter at Valley Public Radio in Fresno.